freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. We're inside hour number two here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You bring up whatever is on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. It is our digital playground. We've got almost 500 users. We've got over 16,000 posts for you to surf around through. I know you've probably got some catching up to do, Manwich. You've been away for so long.
Yeah.
There's a lot of action at the freetalklive.com BBS, so be sure you go and check it out. It is absolutely free.
You know where else there could be a lot of action?
I don't know. Where?
New Hampshire.
Yes. There is already action in New
Hampshire. There is.
But there will be more.
There will be even more in the Free State Project. Don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call. 1-888-532-4604. That's toll free, 1-888-532-4604. Or check out their website, freestateproject.org.
Now, one of the things that you'll be able to get Congress people to admit to is that they just don't have time to read their legislation.
No. There's no way they could.
I remember that was one of the most interesting or more telling scenes in Michael Moore's film, Fahrenheit 9-1-1. Whatever you thought of that movie, you know, some people liked it, some people didn't. I thought it was okay. But one of the scenes was he was interviewing some representative in Congress, and he actually admitted on camera, we don't read the bills.
How could they?
Right. We don't have time to read those bills, and they certainly didn't read the Patriot Act before they passed that.
9,000 pages in 3 days? What?
Yeah, not possible. So, and of course, we just had the Real ID pass a couple weeks back, and all the time we've got unconstitutional legislation going through in Washington, D.C., and passing by huge margins. And, in fact, a lot of these representatives vote based on the name of the bill. So, if the name of the bill is the Help the Soldiers Act, they'll vote for it.
Sure.
It doesn't matter if
it brings in a magnetic train that runs from here to, you know, Los Angeles.
It doesn't matter if the bill actually prescribes that soldiers are killed.
You're right. In fact, we should rename the Read the Bills Act the Huge Government Raise and Salaries Act.
The Huge Government... to get them to vote for it. That's a good point. Well, we'll tell you about this in just a moment, but don't forget you can always call in and talk about anything at 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. But our friends over at DownsizeDC.org, Jim Babka, and the good people there have come up with a brilliant, brilliant plan. Now, whether or not anything will happen as a result of this, I don't know, but it's going to be exciting to watch and find out. It's called the Read the Bills Act of 2005, and I just got info today from DownsizeDC.org that told us they have now officially submitted the Read the Bills Act to all 535 members of Congress.
Now,
excellent.
They can't force them to bring it up, right?
That's correct. They have to find a sponsor, and I'm sure Ron
Paul...
They've
already got 10, I think. Yeah. I
mean, really?
Yeah, I thought that's what I had heard.
I'd read something like that, too.
They have a bunch of sponsors.
They have to get enough sponsors, I guess, to get it into a committee, or there's some process that they have to do to actually introduce the legislation, and so that's what they're working on right now, but there's some interesting, I guess, things that you should know about this bill. Why is it so special? Why is this going to actually work? So we already know that Congress just doesn't even bother to read the bills. They don't really even really debate much on them. So how can we fix it? Well, the Read the Bills Act of 2005 requires very simply that each bill and every amendment must be read in its entirety before a quorum in both the House and Senate.
For those of you who don't know, a quorum is a majority.
That means, yeah, there have to be enough people in the building, you know, actually in that room, in order to pass this legislation. They can't just have two senators sit in there and read to themselves.
I believe quorum is defined by our Constitution, which it can be defined differently, but I believe our Constitution defines a quorum as at least two-thirds.
I thought it was three-fourths, but okay.
Okay, maybe
either way.
Yeah, you might be right.
You had something, Manwich?
I'm just wondering, does that mean that people that haven't heard the bill can still vote on it?
No. Every member of the House and Senate must sign a sworn affidavit under penalty of perjury that he or she has attentively either personally read or heard read the complete bill to be voted on.
Except for this one. They don't actually have to read this one.
Well, if it only has to be read by a quorum, this is what I'm wondering.
Well, they have to be present, but if they signed this particular affidavit, you know, if they're sick or something like that, there's some reason they're actually not at the reading of the bills.
Most of them aren't there. I mean, a lot of them just don't show up for this stuff.
Well, then they're going to have to show up by law if this passes. Every old law, by the way, coming up for renewal under sunset provisions must also be read. And by the way,
Patriot Act.
Yes, is coming up for renewal. It must also be read in its entirety according to the same rules that apply to brand new bills. So that way, and that's a brilliant addition, and I don't think it was in the original version of Read the Bills. That means that all these thousands of laws that are on the books, there are a lot of them that eventually time's going to roll around where they have to get re-upped. They have to rewrite it or re-sign it and get it back into law. Well, instead of just signing on the dotted line like they do now...
Quorum's two-thirds.
Okay, thank you.
Just look through my online or my Constitution.
Instead of,
I knew it off the top of my head.
Instead of signing on the dotted line like they do now, they'll have to get together and reread the entire thing. So,
right.
You know, if the Endangered Species Act from the 1970s comes up for renewal, you got to reread that sucker.
All 537 pages or whatever it is.
Oops, we passed a 9,000-page bill, and now we've only got 3 days to read it because that's what we read in the Sunset Clause.
Well,
tough. Guess what? Going away. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Bill. Time
every
to make a
bill
new law.
To be voted on must be published on the Internet at least 7 days before a vote, and Congress must give public notice of the date when a vote will be held on that bill. So
Which
it's kind of like a waiting period.
The general public can read all the bills and say, what? That's horrible.
You know, I generally hate laws. This is a really great one.
Absolutely.
I mean,
because it's restricting the lawmakers.
Well, it requires them to actually read what they're voting on. I mean,
it requires them to do their daily job.
It also gives the public and all the internet bloggers access to read every single one of these laws before it passes.
We sure as hell didn't see the Patriot Act in advance.
No, and nor did we see this Real ID thing just bang, slip through. In the dead of night.
You're right.
They
and
can't
most
do
of these
that
politicians
anymore.
Are too stupid to read legalese, so the bills are going to have to be written clearly now for all the politicians to be able to read them and understand them.
Passage of a bill that does not abide by these provisions will render the measure null and void and establish grounds for the law to be challenged in court. And finally, Congress cannot waive these requirements. Later on. Now, Downsize DC says the effects of these provisions will be profound. Congress will have to slow down. This means the pace of government growth will also slow.
Mm.
Bills will shrink, be less complicated, as Johnson just pointed out, and contain fewer subjects, so that Congress will be able to actually endure hearing them be read. Fewer bad proposals will be passed due to log rolling. No more secret clauses will be inserted into bills.
Rolling? Do you know what that means?
That is where I think they kind of help each other out. I think that's where you scratch my back, I scratch yours. We get some money passed for your state, your pet programs. I vote to get your state. They vote for each other, basically.
Right.
No more secret clauses will be inserted into bills at the last moment. And finally, government should shrink as old laws reach their sunset date and have to be read completely for the first time before they can be renewed. It would totally change Washington, D.C. if this bill was passed.
I don't see how anybody can stand against this bill. Only lawmakers, I mean, who think it's just a crazy, oh, you can't make us actually read the stuff we're voting on. That's,
if they say that,
yeah,
sense,
they
then
say
how
that
could you
too.
Possibly require us to know every single piece of law that you're voting on?
Yeah.
Because ignorance of the law is no excuse, or so we're told. But if you guys can't even read it, how dare you suggest that the American people have to know it?
It's a great piece of legislation.
In fact, it'd be nice if they could just ignore it and make it go away. Which, you know, we're going to do our best to make sure they can't. As a matter of fact, they've already submitted this to every member of Congress. They'll be asking every member of the House and Senate to sponsor the legislation and work for its passage. They'll mount a campaign to recruit thousands and perhaps millions of Americans to lobby Congress to support this. And they'll be promoting the campaign. Obviously, we're helping them promote it as well. In fact, you can go and help them. You can go to downsizedc.org right now, right there. It's the first thing that you'll see when that website comes up. Sign up real quick. It's easy. All you do is fill in some personal info. They protect your info, and then they send letters to your congresspeople, your senators, congresspeople, letting them know you want to support this bill. You think this is a good idea? Every American should agree with this bill.
Mm-hmm.
If you disagree with it, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
J. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free. You can talk about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231. So join us or sit back and we'll talk about what we want to. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show right there for you. Easy to download. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. They're right there on the front page of the website. And we go back even farther than 6 days now, thanks to the good folks over at downloadradio.org who are hosting our archives all the way back to March 1st on the house.
You know, every other radio show, you got to pay money.
That's right.
To be able to get the archives. Ours, free.
That's correct.
Free Talk Live is growing so fast.
Indeed. At freetalklive.com. Where are we going next, Johnson?
Well, we talked about Star Wars a little while ago, so I want to talk about the fact that the government is building a Death Star.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to see Star Wars tonight, by the way.
That's cool. You'll have to tell us what you think tomorrow.
Yeah. No, they're not building a Death Star, but they are building the largest laser beam ever.
Okay.
Okay. This is an interview with a guy by the name of Ed Moses, and he's talking of the grand challenge that has consumed him for the past 5 years, comparing it to trying to hit the strike zone with a baseball from 350 miles away or tossing a dime into a parking meter from 40 miles.
Well, I guess he's thinking that he has a pretty good arm because neither one of those sound like it's possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. He says, that's the precision we have to have, says Moses, and he's the director of a high-energy physics adventure to produce the world's most powerful laser, one that scientists hope will create in a laboratory, the energy found at the center of the sun.
Mm. Whoa. And that sounds dangerous.
What could go wrong?
Well, they've been doing experiments like this where they've achieved close to the temperature of the sun in a controlled environment for a while.
Wow.
Yeah. In a building the size of a football stadium.
How do you control the temperature of the sun?
Heat-absorbing material.
Everything around it?
Heat-absorbing material. Who knows? They create the heat, but it's like a small
little bit of heat.
Yeah, little tiny, like, area, you know.
Like an atom of heat or something.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
He says, in a building the size of a football stadium, engineers have assembled the framework for a network of 192 laser beams, each traveling 1,000 feet to converge simultaneously on a target the size of a pencil eraser.
Mm.
The trip will take 1,000th of a second, during which the light's energy is amplified many billions of times to create a brief laser pulse 1,000 times the electric generating power of the United States.
Wow. Does this thing cost a lot of money?
Yes.
Who's paying for it?
I'll get to that. The goal
My first question always, you know?
The goal here is to create unimaginable heat, 180 million degrees Fahrenheit, and intense pressure from all directions on a BB-sized hydrogen fuel pellet, compressing it to 1/30th of its size. The result, scientists hope, will be a fusing of atoms so that more energy is released than is generated by the laser beams, which we already said was 1,000 times the electric generating power of the United States.
Let me see if I understand this right. They're going to point the lasers at
192 lasers, yep.
At some hydrogen?
At a hydrogen fuel pellet the size of a pencil eraser.
And they're going to use all this energy to shrink it down so that when it re-expands,
No, it won't re-expand. It'll just fuse. Just wah.
Okay, and just the shrinking of it will create a lot of energy.
Yeah, huge amount of energy.
Huh. Okay.
And this is something that the scientists call fusion ignition. It's what happens when a hydrogen bomb explodes.
But it's not going to be exploding. They're going to be shrinking something instead of blowing it up?
Right.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that exactly works.
That's how I understand it so far. So okay.
Right. He says, you have to think of this like Hubble, he says, referring to the space telescope. It's a place where you will see things and do things that you couldn't do anywhere else. But the federal government is investing $3.5 billion and possibly several billion dollars more in NIF, that's the National Ignition Facility, for another reason.
National Ignition. This is our National Ignition Facility?
Yes.
Didn't know we had one of those.
Yes.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Great.
The reason why they're going to be investing all this money into this project is national security. If NIF achieves fusion ignition, it will, for the first time in a laboratory, simulate the pressures and heat of a nuclear explosion.
Oh, good.
Allowing nuclear weapons scientists to study performance and readiness of the country's aging nuclear arsenal without actually detonating a nuclear device.
So this is going to allow them to do more nuclear research without all the actual explosions happening.
Right. Like I said earlier,
so we could create a worse nuclear weapon with this information.
Yes. Like I said earlier, underground nuclear testing in the Nevada desert ended in 1992. NIF's laser is essential to assessing the potential performance of nuclear weapons, says Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman. He says the experiments will help determine the effects of aging on warheads and assure that they will work as expected should they be needed. So they just we want to make sure that they're going to work if we have to use them. Should hopefully be never, so it really shouldn't matter.
They're worried that they're going to pull out one of these nukes.
When we pull out one of these nukes, we need to make sure that they annihilate the country.
They don't want it to be a dud, is basically what they're saying. They're spending $3.5 billion to find out if they've made some duds or if they've got duds underground.
Exactly. There's more here. We never intended to spend $5 billion to $6 billion to build a laser facility for civilian research, Senator Pete Domenici, a Republican from New Mexico,
chairman, wouldn't want to help the civilians, right?
Right. Chairman of the Senate subcommittee that funds the NIF program, lectured an Energy Department scientist last year when he learned of the fusion ignition. When he learned that the fusion ignition experiments might be postponed, Energy Department officials now say the project remains on schedule with the first fusion ignition tests planned for 2010. Domenici remains skeptical. It's a terrible expense and a drain on other programs to maintain the nuclear arsenal, Domenici said in an interview. They're going to have to prove that they can get the job done.
You know, I thought I read somewhere a while back that we signed some agreement, one of those treaties, those international treaties, years back, saying that if so-and-so and so-and-so countries reduce their nuclear arsenal, we'll reduce ours as well. And apparently after 2001, after 9/11, President Bush said,
scratch that.
We've changed our mind. 9/11 changed everything, so we're going to build our arsenal now. And so we've basically violated that particular treaty, and so this is probably part of that.
Yeah, when I originally read this article, I didn't know about this paragraph. I thought this was particularly interesting. Since the government got involved, when the idea of a new super laser first emerged in the early 1990s, the cost was put at less than $700 million. By the time construction began in 1997, the price had grown to $2.1 billion, with completion by 2004.
What a surprise.
3 years later, it ballooned to $3.3 billion, and the completion date delayed 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Critics contend the price is now up to $5 billion when associated expenses, such as developing a target capsule for achieving fusion ignition, are included.
Well, now here we are with them saying, 2010... we're right on schedule for 2010,
and that only cost us $10 billion.
That's 6 years from now, and they want $3.5 billion more invested into this. So that's why it takes so long, because they've got to spend that $3.5 billion so they can ask for more when 2009 comes along.
And this is all for an experiment that may or may not work.
Right. Yeah. It is just amazing. You know, if this was actually funded by private universities or just private industry, period, we'd probably already have it done 5 years ago, and we'd all have, unlimited power by now. But because the government's involved, it takes time. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. with Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today. That is discountwatchstore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330. All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Political issues, personal problems, anything goes. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Join us on the website at freetalklive.com where you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have it divided into three very distinct subcategories. There's the validated Shriners, those ladies who have taken the time to have their photo taken specifically for Free Talk Live. They actually show in their photo, with usually via a sign of some sort, that they listen to Free Talk Live. And so there's the validated section. We've also got the regular Shriner section, which is, it's been around longer because that's the idea we first came up with. So there's a lot more of them. And those are those ladies who've just sent us their photo. And we certainly appreciate that. Most of them we've heard from on the air. In fact, I've been kind of debating creating a rule that to send a regular photo, you have to have called in.
But, of course, you know, I'm going to drop a little secret on the air.
Oh, no.
I'm going to drop a little secret. There is now possibly the possibility of what could be considered a Shrine of All Listeners.
Oh, really?
What does that mean?
Yeah. A Shrine of All the Listeners. In other words, where you could possibly go and see photographs of lots of different listeners.
Like male listeners?
Male listeners, female listeners, all of them.
Where are you going to see that?
Where is that? That would be if you were to go to, if you were a member of MySpace.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right about that.
You could add your, you could try to get added as a friend. You'd have to send the friend request, and then we'd have to approve you.
Well, we've got to, this is the first time we've actually talked about this. We've created an account on MySpace. In fact, you can go directly to it by going to myspace.freetalklive.com.
I didn't
know
that.
It will take you straight to our account. You can actually see that we're there. And I guess that the point of this is MySpace is a huge internet community. I mean, there are millions of people using it.
We're just playing with the idea now. We're just kind of toying.
Yeah, we're just toying around with it.
We like playing with new technology here. We're kind of ahead of the game of a lot of these rest of these
right.
radio shows.
We're
out
an
there.
Experimental radio show to some extent. So yeah, if you want to find out what that's all about, if you're a MySpace person, go to myspace.freetalklive.com. You'll find the Free Talk Live account and
fire in a friend's request and get yourself added to the Shrine of All Listeners.
There you go. So yeah, check out the real Shrine, though, the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Let's get to an email. I've actually been holding this one for you, Manwich. Special for you.
Great.
It's from Dr. Todd, and it's about intellectual property.
Okay.
He says, "Hi, guys. The show continues to rock on. Keep up the good work. I sent an email to the program director of a local station. Let's hope you hear from him. Thank you for doing that, Todd."
Great.
We certainly appreciate that. He says, "Here's what I believe the free market solution is to the intellectual property question. Before you allow someone to buy one of your products that you believe contains your intellectual property, you make a condition of that purchase that they sign a contract agreeing not to use and or distribute for free and or for profit, your choice, your intellectual property for a certain period of time. Moreover, you agree as part of that contract that if you should ever resell the product, that the new owner must take on the same contractual obligations not to redistribute as the original buyer. The contract specifies that if a buyer violates this contract, They are then held responsible for the damages of all the subsequent uses of the idea downstream. So if, basically, if I purchase, if I get a copy of Britney Spears' new CD, because I work at a radio station, I get it there 2 weeks early from its actual release date, and I sign an agreement that says I won't do anything with it. But if I'm the one that puts that on the internet and 50 million people download it, then I'd have to pay for
it. Oops, I did it again.
So that's his idea. He says, of course, the natural tendency of producers would be to specify that they retain full rights to their ideas in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
This tendency can only be balanced by a consumer's right not to buy a product and the power of boycott. It's if a sufficient number of people refuse to buy a product that didn't have a reasonable time limit on the ownership of the idea, then it would be more profitable for the producer to lower the limit and get more customers in the short term. Now, that's actually an argument that I've never heard before.
Oh, I've heard that
before. In regards to monopoly privilege.
Wait, can you repeat that again?
The idea is... the producers of intellectual property, so-called, would create these contracts that you would sign as a user, saying, okay, I'm going to give you this Britney Spears CD. You're going to buy Britney Spears CD, and you're agreeing to hold it for... You can't do anything with this except play it for yourself for 10 years. You can't copy it, to give it to friends. You can't put it on the internet. You can hang it... But after 10 years is up, you can do that. That's what he's saying. But he's saying that by their nature, most property creators would want to do it for lifetime. You could never give away my CD. Well, he's suggesting that if people did that, it would prevent sales because people, there's some sort of market demand to share music, so therefore people would be more likely to buy music that only required that you hold it for a year. That sort of
thing. Right.
That's what he's saying. And finally, he says, producers will not produce without these or similar protections. Ian seems to believe that the power of loyalty is sufficient to get consumers to reward the original creator of a work versus the people who just copy the work. This may be true for some people, but the lure of essentially the same product for a cheaper price will tempt most people to buy from the cheapest outlet. Even though this mentality would eventually dry up all new work, history is replete with examples of humans sacrificing long-term benefit for short-term expedience.
Yeah, it's an interesting argument, but I'm sorry, you're still not stealing unless money is being generated and stolen.
Okay.
In other words, I still don't think that making an exact duplicate of something is theft, unless, of course, you are making profit off of it, in which case, then, you are stealing money. You are not stealing somebody's song.
Well, I think Dr. Todd's plan is, it's fine, mm-hmm. But I think that there should be some government protections on your intellectual property.
Beyond what he suggested?
Beyond what he suggested.
You don't think that's good enough?
I think that's a lot of contracts is what I think it is.
Well, what else? So what do you think we should keep, man? What protections do you think we should keep?
I think I like the intellectual property.
You like everything that's on the books. You like patent law. You like copyrights.
You're not even an artist.
I am a radio commentator.
Okay. Patent law is really...
But, I mean, you're not even going to... I mean... I don't know. I don't know that I can say necessarily that... But you give away... I mean, okay. In your particular... Like, for example, I'm going to be a photographer. I'm mm-hmm. going to make profit off of my artwork. You know, and if someone... And I support, you know, getting rid of intellectual property rights, even though someone could then take my artwork and sell it.
Sure.
Okay, and they could make a profit off of my work or whatnot.
Would you prosecute them for doing that? Because you just said that that's theft.
Right. If they're making a profit off of my artwork, then yes, I would have a problem with that.
Okay.
However, if they just made exact copies of it and gave it away, I'm sorry. People do that now to photographers, and there are photographers who get all up in arms. Mm-hmm. I think that's ridiculous.
Well, that's your right to advertise your product any way you want, and if one of those ways is to not prosecute people who steal your stuff and duplicate it, that's fine.
Now, here's the thing.
I think I agree, and from a practical sense, that it's very difficult to go after these people on the internet who are trading songs.
Yeah, you're a radio commentator who gives away all your stuff for free.
Yeah, well, that's my choice. That's my choice, and
okay.
I believe that Bill O'Reilly has the right to charge for his awful show.
Yeah, okay, fine, but I think, again, we get back to the punishment issue here, and you don't agree with putting these people in jail, right? I mean, you have the people that are copying Bill O'Reilly's show or anybody's
artwork.
I'm going
to disagree with you, by the way, on Bill O'Reilly's show being awful. I think Bill O'Reilly's an awful person, but the fact that he allows it. I mean, he's also one of the few radio talk show hosts who will, you know, occasionally he will talk with dissenting viewpoints. I mean,
that
puts him in a category well above people like Rush Limbaugh and Michael Matt.
And he actually got that woman on his show, too, right?
Please.
Doesn't she dissent?
She's a shill.
Yeah, she's definitely a shill.
She's a shill. She doesn't get a chance to talk. He walks right over her. He does the same thing to people that call in.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
Does not participate in like, you know, an interplay of ideas. It's like radio for dumbasses.
Oh, yeah. 800-259-9231. You got to watch that, man. 800-259-9231. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live. You can take control. And I'm going to ask you about patent law when we come back, man, because I think that might be your weak spot, your Achilles heel on this. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have 3 young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streaming we've got there. Broadband version of the show, not-so-broadband version. Everybody who's online can listen for free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. You can call them for more information, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're talking about intellectual property. And I wanted to, I guess, touch on one specific area, because you said you're fine, man, which with all the current restrictions and the current rules on what I like to call monopoly privilege. I think that's a better terminology for
it. I think it's just confusing and weird.
Intellectual property. But patent law is something that you support, basically.
I pretty much do, yeah.
Even though, are you aware that patent law actually makes it more difficult for inventors to profit from their inventions? It actually prevents many of them from ever profiting on the things that they create. It allows corporations to abuse, I guess, giving inventors. Suckers, if you will, people who've come up with great ideas. Companies like Inventech. Are you aware of all this?
I don't know what you're referring to.
I'm referring to the unintended consequences of the government program called patent law, man, which...
I understand that there are some unintended
you'll
consequences.
You'll sit here every night and agree and agree and agree and say, oh, yeah, government's bad. Boy, we need less government. Look at all these unintended consequences. You'll sit here and agree with all that. But when it comes to patent law, you just kind of say, well, it's okay with me. We need to protect people's intellectual property. When in reality, it's being used for the exact opposite of that purpose.
Was patent law around when Jefferson was making inventions and... Alexander Graham Bell. Did he need to get a patent
to
on
some
the phone?
Extent? That's so. And as a matter of fact, I believe it was Edison who was an attack dog for the companies that would create these copyrights. He would basically invent stuff around what other inventors had in order to so that they could steal these inventors.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just made myself sound like a total buffoon when I said Thomas Jefferson was inventing things.
Maybe he did. I think he was a bit of an inventor.
There's no TV.
There's no radio back then, so there were probably a lot more inventors.
Helped invent the Constitution.
There you go.
And he certainly, copyrights were certainly probably an issue for him. I don't know when, obviously this stuff has grown over time, and you do need to get a good lawyer when you have yourself a great invention. I mean, you can't just go and expect somebody to take care of you.
How are you supposed to afford a lawyer if you're just some guy that works at a canning factory and you happen to invent things in your spare time? There are millions, I think, probably of inventors around this country that never get to do anything with the inventions they create because they can't afford the lawyer.
I think that there's things called common law copyrights and common law patents that you can use to your advantage. Now, certainly they're not as good as, the genuine U.S. patent.
Well, yeah, and they're not as good because as soon as somebody else gets wind of your idea and they know what they're doing, they do have the lawyers. They'll go and patent it out from under you, and then you are screwed. You can't do anything with your idea.
You can take them to court and...
With what money? With all the money that you have from working at the canning factory?
I don't know what to tell you, man.
What you're telling me is that you side with the big corporations that are taking advantage of people by supporting patent law.
I'm telling you that
if I could show you examples of people being taken advantage of by this law, would you be willing to change your mind?
There's going to be lots of examples on both sides.
On both sides. Okay, yes. Okay, there are people who created inventions and gotten patents on them, sure. But for all of those that have done that, there are probably thousands of untold stories from people that have lost their ideas to big companies like Inventech. We talked about them. You remember how they work?
Yes, I do.
They basically, you've probably heard their advertisements on the radio or on television.
No, we don't know for certain that that's
these
how they operate
alleged.
All the time.
These are alleged, okay, alleged about this company, about companies like this. They take advantage of people that don't know what they're doing. And really, it's the law. Most people don't know what they're doing unless they've really researched it. So they kind of position themselves...
According to a Consumer Reports website, a Consumer Reports-like website who supposedly had an employee... Or an employee claimed
a
that...
A former employee, yeah.
A former employee, supposedly, this is allegedly a former employee, that's what this person was claiming to be.
He allegedly revealed the way the whole thing
works. And
You actually called them. So you've actually experienced some of this.
Mm-hmm.
You call, they ask you for your idea, they sign a non-disclosure agreement.
What they're selling is they're selling a worthless marketing package.
Right. You sign a non-disclosure agreement, so they promise not to steal, or they promise not to... Take your idea.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want your idea, sucker.
No, well, then what they do is they say, okay, well, here's what we're going to offer you. We offer you these marketing packages, and they give you this little draw-up, and they make it look like they did something they make it look like they did some research on your concept, when in fact all they did was hand it to an artist and had them draw a version of it and then sent you some BS. And then they say, okay, well, you can buy the website marketing package. You can buy the CD-ROM marketing package for $8,000, and we'll market this for you.
We'll
take it to trade shows.
It's because people know that in order to make money in the United States, you're going to have to spend some money.
Yeah, you are going to have to spend some money, but not with these people.
I wouldn't recommend that either.
Because then They take your money and they give you some stuff. You know, they make you a website or whatever, and nothing happens. Nobody's interested. They say they took your idea to the trade shows and nobody's biting on it. And then you're
which
out
is actually detrimental because maybe you, if you had done it on yourself and gone to a real company,
right,
who really was actually trying to do get something done,
you might have some results.
Yeah.
But these guys are specifically trying to bring you back a, well, we got nothing.
Yeah.
We got nothing for you. And you're out $9,000, man.
Sure.
And you're the poor guy that works at the Hormel factory. You're out $9,000. How are you going to get your money back? Well, we do offer a refund option. We'll tell you what they offer with that refund option coming up. Because you can get all of your money back. It's easy. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Moments remain. If you want to take control, you better do it now. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about these inventor companies and talking about patent law and just kind of cluing you in as to how this stuff works in case you've always wondered, because you've probably seen the commercials. You've probably heard the commercials. They get your idea under a non-disclosure agreement. They sell you these garbage marketing packages that you pay thousands and thousands of dollars for, which most inventors can barely afford.
Ill afford, certainly.
They'd be spending their life savings on this kind of stuff. So after you tap the inventor out from all his life savings, or a huge chunk of it.
I want to stop you real quick there, too. And the other sick thing is that, you know, one of these guys, whatever, and he was asking for money. He's like, what, you can't scrape together this money?
Right.
What kind
really
of a loser are you?
Yeah, they really hound you about it. So after you've managed to scrape together and you begged and borrowed and thrown out all this money to see your idea come to light, you know, to see it marketed, to see people possibly buying your invention. They basically tell you, look, we got no bites. There's nothing going on. We took it to the trade shows. Nothing's happening. And then you're out $9,000. And you may ask, well, can I get my $9,000 back? Yes, you can, Manwich. You can get a full refund of every single dollar that you spent on this process so far. All you have to do is just sign this piece of paper. And now when you sign that piece of paper, guess what happens?
I bet you turn over your invention idea to them.
You absolutely do. You get your money back, and they got your good idea that they can then run with and profit from. Totally, fully legal. There's nothing they did there that was illegal at all. But what they did do was they took advantage of innocent little inventors. Inventors that just want to help people out. Now, without patent law, Manwich, I suggest the free market would come up with ways to protect ideas. In fact, I suggest the entire idea creation process would be different. Instead of you, because right now, what you're trying to do is imagine it working without patent law, but you're imagining it happening in the same way. Like an inventor comes up with an idea, takes it to production, and then other people rip it off, and then he loses, you know, he doesn't make any money on it. But in a free market area, it may do something completely different. One person has put forth the idea that universities may be where most of the ideas come from. Universities may hire inventors, people with ideas, in order to invent for them, to come up with concepts.
Make Rubik's Cubes?
To make Rubik's Cubes, make toys, to make scientific, whatever. And the reason why would be for renown, like Harvard or whatever the university would be able to say, we created the Rubik's Cube, and they'd be able to get new and, you know, be able to get more kids to come to school as a result of that. One of the other provisions there is if a university was to come up with this idea, a great idea for, let's say, a new car, it would be a free idea because this would be a free America, it'd be a free market. So the idea would be free. So Toyota and GMC and all the other car companies could come and take that idea and compete with one another to make a similar device or a similar, so we'd still
it's
have
similar,
competition.
It's the same.
It might be same. It might be different. They might change things a little bit.
We see a free market in patent law currently. It's in Hong Kong, and that's where all the movies get stolen and sold on the streets as quickly as they possibly can.
Oh, it's too bad you brought that up, because in Hong Kong, I was just reading about this actually, in Hong Kong there are thousands of movies, of martial arts movies made every year with no regard to patent law. Like you said, there is no patent law there, but that doesn't stop these people from creating films. There's still information, creative artworks coming out of Hong Kong despite the fact that there's no patent law.
Not ones that are any good that anybody wants to watch.
Oh, that's not fair at all.
The good ones come from Hollywood where they're protected.
That is not fair at all. You don't know how good those movies are. You don't.
I haven't seen them.
Most movies
are good. They make it here.
Most movies that are foreign.
Star Wars is going to make it to Hong Kong.
Most movies that are foreign do not come here, Manwich, and you know that. And that's just because we don't understand them subtitles.
This uncultured American.
Yeah, we're done for now. We'll be back tomorrow night. This has been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
See you online. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you're tired of